Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Limited Q4 FY22 results conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Faizan. Good afternoon. On behalf of Axis Capital, I welcome everyone to the PNC Infratech Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Yogesh Kumar Jain, Managing Director, Mr. B. Shawnee, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Vice President, Finance. We also have Investor Relations team of SGA in the call. To begin with, we will have opening remarks from the management, followed by question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you present on the call to discuss our financial result of fourth quarter of financial year 22. Today, along with me, I have Mr. T.R. Rao, Director, Dr. Upinder Sahni, CFO, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, VP Finance, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. First, I will share my thought on a few sectoral highlights, which will be followed by financial and operational highlights of the company. Pace of projects awarding activity in the country significantly picked up during March 22. During March 22, MORTH, NHAI and NHIDCL combinedly awarded a little over 5,100 kilometers of new highway projects located across the country. Total length of highway and expressway project awarding during financial year 22 stood at over 12,700 kilometers, which is approximately 22% increase over financial year 21. Though awarding activity in NHAI remained subdued till February 22, picked up the pace in March 22. NHAI awarded 6,300 km aggregate length of new highway and expressway project in financial year 22 and against 4,818 km project awarded in financial year 21. While there has been a surge in awarding activity, development and construction activities were affected due to relentless challenges faced in execution by development and construction companies. In the beginning of financial year 22, both supply chains and execution disrupted by more severe second wave of COVID-19, the year also witnessed extensive and prolonged monsoon across the country. The challenges faced by industry during the year, including shortage of labor, sharp increase in prices of raw material, including steel, cement, petroleum, and other products. The above challenges not only slowed down the progress of the construction, but also impacted the margins of the companies without any expectation. As a result, pace of highways construction fell to 10,457 kilometers in financial year 22 as against 13,327 kilometers constructed in financial year 21. In case of toll projects, collection through FASTag grew sharply by about 67% on year basis to reach over rupees 38,000 crore in financial year 22. On national highways, FASTag penetration is now at 96.5% with 964 toll plazas live on FASTag, which is very encouraging scenario. Now coming to the key updates and highlights of the company. Our company received robust order inflow during fourth quarter of financial year 22. Company was declared as L1 bidder in 7 HAM projects in March 22 and received LOA for all the 7 projects with an aggregate bid project cost of rupees 8,446 crores. In addition to the quarter 4 order inflow, company also received an user fee collection mandate of Eastern Peripheral Expressway for 1 year from NHAI for a contract value of rupees 369 crore. In January 22, company in joint venture received LOI for design, construction, commissioning and operation and maintenance of three rural drinking water supply projects in district of Aligarh, Badayu and Baramunki amounting rupees 2,337 crore. Company's share in the JV is 90%. On execution front, company completed 4 HAM projects and 6 EPC projects during financial year 22 and received PCOD and CODs for the same. The completed HAM projects include Aligarh Kanpur 4 laning package 2, Jhansi Khojraho 4 laning package 1 and 2, Chitradurga Davangiri 6 laning. The completed EPC project include Varanasi Gorakhpur, Purvanchal Express package 5 and 6, Nagina Kashipur, Nagpur Mumbai Expressway package 4, and binding and strengthening of Lakhimpur National Park stretch of state highway in UP. Both Purvanchal Expressway package is completed ahead of the scheduled completion date. In March 22, company received rupees 82.68 crore bonus for Purvanchal Expressway for package 5 towards 132 days early completion. And in April 22, company received rupees 37.02 crore bonus for Purvanchal Expressway package 6 towards 97 days early completion. Given the substantial order book of water project, while company wants to consolidate its position in the water sector, company's focus area will remain the highway and expressway space. However, company will pursue guarded diversification in the project development business to continue the growth momentum without assuming the concentration risk. At present, the company has a total of 25 projects in PPP format comprising BOT toll, BOT annuity, OMT and HAM assets. Out of these 25 projects, we have 18 projects on HAM with a total bid project cost of rupees 24,590 crores. Out of 18 HAM projects, we have achieved COD and PCOD of 5 projects, 6 are under construction and 7 projects recently awarded. In terms of equity investment, the total requirement for all these 18 projects, including recently awarded 7 HAM projects, is approximately rupees 2,390 crores, out of which we have already invested rupees 915 crore till March 22. The balance equity of rupees 1,475 crore will be invested over the next 2-3 years, for which internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2-3 years should be sufficient. Now moving on to our order book. As mentioned earlier, the company received decent order inflow in financial year 22, total amounting rupees 11,152 crore. Our unexecuted order book on 31st March 22 was 14,663 crore. While including all HAM projects for which we have been declared as L1, our order book would be rupees over 21,000 crore. That gives robust revenue visibility for the company over next 2-3 years. Out of the total order book, the road highway project contribute around 65% and water and irrigation contribute about 35%. Now, update on Ghaziabad Aligarh project divestment. Company conclude the divestment process of Ghaziabad Aligarh project on 26 May 22 and the asset handed over to Cube Highway. Company received rupees 274.85 crore from the sale, while total transaction closed at an enterprise value of rupees 1,370 crore that includes senior debt to the lender. In quarter 3 of financial year 22, financials company already provided for an impairment of rupees 39.39 crore, and since the deal is closed now, company further provided for an impairment of rupees 90.33 crore during quarter 4 of financial year 22 in standalone financials and rupees 127.91 crore in the consolidated financials. It may be noted that no more provision is required to be provided for by the company in this regard. Now I would present the standalone quarterly result of financial year 22 and annual performance of financial year 22. The results for the quarter and full year ended are not objectively comparable with the corresponding periods of last year, as during the quarter 4 financial year 22, the company received an early completion bonus of rupees 82.68 crores and has also provided an impairment of rupees 90.33 crore towards sale of Ghaziabad Aligarh project, to aligning to an impairment of rupees 129.72 crores in financial year 22. Revenue of fourth quarter of financial year 22 is rupees 1,835 crore, which is higher by 17% as compared to rupees 1,644 crore in fourth quarter of financial year 21. EBITDA for the fourth quarter of financial year 22 is rupees 225 crore and EBITDA margin is 11.7%. Profit for the fourth quarter of financial year 22 is rupees 135 crore as compared to rupees 129 crore in the fourth quarter of financial year 21, with a growth of 6% on year-to-year basis. Revenue of financial year 22 is rupees 6,305 crore, which is higher by 28% as compared to rupees 4,925 crore of financial year 21. EBITDA for financial year 22 is 787 crore, which is higher by 16% as compared to rupees 677 crore in financial year 21. The EBITDA margin for financial year 22 is 12.5%. Profit for financial year 22 is rupees 445 crore as compared to rupees 362 crore in financial year 21, a growth of 23% on year-to-year basis. On a consolidated basis, the impairment on account on divestment of Ghaziabad Aligarh project is rupees 127.9 crore in quarter 4 of financial year 22 and 167.3 crore for financial year 22. Consolidated revenue of quarter 4 of financial year 22 is rupees 2,226 crore as compared to rupees 1,864 crore in quarter 4 of financial year 21, registering a growth of 19%. Consolidated EBITDA for the fourth quarter of financial year 22 is rupees 480 crore, which is higher by 14% as compared to rupees 420 crore for the fourth quarter of the corresponding quarter last year. The EBITDA margin for quarter 4 financial year 22 is 22%. Consolidated PAT for quarter 4 of financial year 22 is rupees 247 crore as compared to rupees 150 crore in quarter 4 financial year 21, with a growth of 67%. Consolidated revenue of financial year 22 is rupees 7,208 crore as compared to rupees 5,788 crore in financial year 21, registering a growth of 25%. Consolidated EBITDA for financial year 22 is rupees 1,534 crore, which higher by 8% as compared to rupees 1,422 crore for the corresponding period last year. The EBITDA margin for financial year 22 is 21.3%. Consolidated PAT for financial year 22 is rupees 580 crore as compared to rupees 497 crore in financial year 21, with a growth of 17%. Our net worth on standalone basis of rupees 3,340 crore as on date 31st March 22, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 216 crore. Which is only equipment finance debt. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.06 times. As on 31st March 22, we did not have any working capital loan. The total cash and bank balance as on 31st March 22 was 407 crore. We have a net cash of rupees 191 crore as on 31st March 22. On consolidated basis, our net worth is rupees 3,628 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 4,779 crores as on 31st March 22. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.32 times. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 1,046 crore With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on a very, very good start. My first question is, how do you see FY23 in terms of revenues and EBITDA margin? And can you please explain the softness in the EBITDA margin in the current quarter?
Regarding EBITDA margin, it should be 13 to 13.5%
in FY23.
Yeah, for FY23.
And what revenue, sir? Revenue guidance?
It should be a growth of around 15%.
Okay. Any color on the last year EBITDA margin, especially last quarter? Was it affected by the high input inflation, and how much was the impact?
As regard the margin, it was a marginally impact, but however, it is now recovering because the steel price has also reduced, and it is marginally impact because of the, otherwise we are having a escalation clause in all the projects, in the HEM project as well as in the EPC project, sir.
Understood, sir. My second question is, sir, when do you expect the appointed dates for all these 7 new HEM projects which you have won? And how? What is the status of land acquisition?
Actually, as regard the land status, all 5 projects, 80% award is completed. Means we have already achieved the 3G and 3H in the process. And regarding the 2 projects, if these are the 3G are less than 80%.
When do you expect the appointed dates for all the new projects, sir?
Pardon?
When do you expect the appointed date for all the...
We are expecting between November and December. From October to December.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. A couple of questions. First, when we say 15% revenue growth in FY23, so last time we said 100 crore revenue from UP projects. So that remains intact or is there any change?
That remains intact.
Okay, and how much are we factoring revenue from these 7 HAM projects where the appointed date, as you said, would be by third quarter, October, December?
We are not expecting much, but we can...
In the growth of 15%, we have not considered the revenue majorly in these 7 projects.
We can consider around 200 to 300 crore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 200 to 300 crore revenue expected from these 7 HAM projects.
7 projects in this financial year.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Sir, first, the breakup of equity investment and the monetization. So you already mentioned that 2,390 odd crore equity is required and 1,475 crore is to be invested in 2 to 3 years. So in FY23, how much? And FY24, how much?
Out of the outstanding of 1,475, we are expecting around 400-410 crore we have to include in FY23, and around 450 to 500 FY24, and 350 to 400 FY25.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the monetization, where we were expecting last time, we said that by end of March, we will have a clear idea in terms of 5 HAM and 1 NUT where we were expecting a monetization. So, and having a three odd proposal. So, any update on that?
Actually, we are already discussing with two buyers. Valuation is not below our expectation because of certain reasons, and rate of interest is also not stabilized at this point of time. So we will take the decision in the FY23. We will take the call. What has to be done?
But do we think that by end of FY23 we get the cash from this monetization?
We are expecting.
Okay, but the five and one annuity that remains the same, or is there any inclusion of the more projects in that?
No.
Okay. Sir, I need the couple of data points, particularly the order book for the remaining projects which are not there in the presentation. So I will name the projects, and if you can tell me the outstanding order book. So Nagina Kasipur, I think it is over. So it would be a zero as on March?
Almost zero, yes.
Okay. Bhojpur Buxar and Koliyawar Bhojpur?
Bhojpur Buxar is 61 crore and Koliyawar Bhojpur is 60 crore.
60 crore. Okay. Then the Chitradurga Devangiri is over. Jhansi, both the packages are over.
Yes.
Chakeri Allahabad?
Chakeri 360 crore.
Okay. Purvanchal is also over. Mumbai Nagpur as on March, package 4.
It was completed in March. It was negligible. Around 25-30 crore was outstanding on March.
Okay. Then the Delhi Vadodara package 29 and package 31.
29 was 410 and package 31 510.
And the irrigation project in AP?
940 or 980, sir? 940 as on date, because we have billed in the month of April and May around 40-45 crore rupees.
Okay, because in December it was 960 crore. So has there any increase in scope of work?
Some COF was there.
Okay, so as on March it was 980 crore.
Yeah.
Okay. And remaining is water project. So the first, which was 246 crore, and the other was 904 crore as on December. So what's the value against that?
Actually, as last time our TR Rao had told, that the value of the original value had been increased of the project. It was originally 2,800 crore, which has increased to 4,700 crore. The total outstanding in the water budget as on 31st March is 6,900 crore.
Sir, if you can help me with the individual breakup, because we got the three projects. One was originally was 246 crore, second was 904 crore, and the third six water projects were 2,351 crore. So
and
against that, what?
And we will give you in the offline individually.
Okay. And lastly, sir, in terms of the early completion bonuses, Mumbai expects, Nagpur-Mumbai, we were expecting some bonus around 50-odd crore, and Aligarh-Moradabad 13 crore, that heavy book, or, and apart from that, is there any other early completion bonus likely to be there in first and second quarter?
In the first and second quarter of FY23, we don't expect any early completion bonus. In case of Aligarh-Moradabad, that bonus is due, but there is some internal processes involved at NHA, so it will take some more time before we release the bonus.
Okay, and nothing on the Nagpur-Mumbai Expressway, no early completion bonus?
Yes. As of now, the situation is
okay. Lastly, on the capex and the date front. So, what's the capex for FY23 and date? How do we see by end of this year? So, I hope the working capital days, whatever is there as on FY22, will remain the same. If is there any change in that, please let us know.
Yeah, in the CapEx, we are expecting around 120 crore in FY23, and working capital is around 95 days, sir.
Okay, and the standalone date of, would be by end of FY23 would be how much?
Gross debt is around 200 crore.
Okay, and in terms of the inflow, how much more are we expecting in FY23 now?
In the range of 8,000 to 10,000 crore, sir.
So this is also in the HAM or any other sectors now we are looking at?
This is combined, but primarily from the highway sector.
Okay, okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So first thing, in the JJM, how much revenue we have done in Q4 and F22?
See, in JJM, FY22 put together, we have done a billing of 108 crores and we have done a work done of around 200 crores. I'm telling about the total in the four quarters.
Right. Okay. And sir, of this, how much is paid and how much is outstanding?
See, out of 200 crores work done, we booked 108 crores and we received payment of 108 crores. 100%, whatever amount we booked, we received the payment.
Got it, sir.
Apart from that, we got around 156 crores mobilization advance under phase 2, which is 10% of the DPR's approval. 156 crore mobilization we received.
Interest-free.
Right. And sir, just to reconfirm, the JJM orders have a price escalation mechanism. Is that correct? Both the phase 1 and the phase 2.
Yeah, phase 1 and phase 2 both are having.
No, no, price escalation to the extent of only HDPE pipes, that is based on the regime of the oil companies, the base price and all there. Other price escalation is not there.
Sure, but then the pipe is a major component, right, of the...
Pipe is
the major component. Yeah. Right. Also, sir, coming back to the point on the monetization of the HAM projects. Sir, although, you know, we are looking at probably a better valuation than what we are getting today. But, you know, one point is that there are so many HAM projects in the market today and, you know, wouldn't it be more prudent to maybe take a little bit of a valuation, you know, take a little bit of lower valuation, but better to free up the cash flow. That's you know, just a question that I had, whether you know, we have any such thought process or we'll wait for the better
valuation. We are also thinking in the same line that we'll take a call. And we are trying. We are also thinking in the same line.
Sure. Last question, sir. This quarter, we would have also had some revenue and cost attributed to the toll collection contract for the Eastern Peripheral. So, if you can just give me what is the revenue which is included here and what is the cost, the payment to NHAI which is included in the Q4 numbers?
Actually, the total revenue was included in the 89 crore in the total revenue in this quarter.
Right. Okay, and for the payment to NHAI, we can...
The revenue was slightly lower because of the COVID, third wave of the COVID. And it is improving nowadays. It is now around 120 crore per day. It's coming. But in, during this the quarter, fourth quarter, it was slightly lower than expectation.
Okay. So that also may be one of the reasons why the Q4 margin may be impacted, right? Because that 89 crores, you... That would have not covered the whole cost to NHAI.
Exactly, very true.
Right. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, there are two questions from my side. So, first question, sir, in this quarter, the overall working capital and the debtor amount seems to have basically gone up a bit, quarterly wise also and annual wise also. So any specific payment delays that we are seeing from any specific project, or is it related to payment from the HAM projects? If you could just give some idea on that.
This is not the reason, because a specific date on 31st March, it is comparatively higher because we have not taken the disbursement of the HAM EPC project. Or otherwise, it is in the range of the 50 days. In the March 22, since the company was having the cash and bank balance, not taking the disbursement of projects from the bank lenders.
Got it, sir. So basically, we are not taking disbursement of the HAM projects. And till then we are completing. Later on when we reverse, ye reverse ho jayega.
Right. Amount by it seems the higher side, but data days by it is only 74 days.
Right.
So December
96 days. Pardon? Sure. Sure, sir. Got it, sir. Got it. Got that. Secondly, sir, we guided to we are guiding to a 15% growth in revenue next year, which will probably take us to more than 7,000 crores of revenue. And sir, abhi jo humari order book hai, usme, as you mentioned, ki jo 7 HAM projects hai, unme se we are taking only 200 to 300 crores of execution. So majority of execution has to come from the 14,000 crores of order book. And usme se bhi 7,000 crores is JJM, out of which you are expecting only 1,500 crores of revenue. So basically what we are expecting is that out of 7,000 crores of remaining order book, we will do almost 5,000 to 6,000 crores of revenue.
Right. Right.
From the road sector.
From the road sector.
From the road sector. So those 7,500 crores ki ya 8,000 crores ki order book hai, usme we will be able to do 5,000 to 6,000 crores of order book. Is that understanding right, sir?
Right, right. Actually, the projects which we are executing in the road sector are expected to be completed majority of them during the FY23.
Right, sir. That is what I was about to ask. So that means most of these projects will get completed in FY23.
Yes, yes, yes.
Got it. So, sir, this year when we are looking at 8,000 to 10,000 crores of order inflow, will that be majorly road projects only? Yeah, given now the UP elections are behind, the government has been re-elected, and they might again start giving out Jal Jeevan Mission orders. Are we expecting some inflow from Jal Jeevan Mission also this year?
We are expecting some inflow, but essentially from the road sector to the extent of 80 to 90%, it would be around 10% from the Jal Jeevan Mission.
So just one last question, if I may. Sir, Jal Jeevan Mission, we have primarily taken orders in UP only. From what we understand, a lot of orders are about to come up in neighboring states of UP, like MP, some in Rajasthan and other states also. So will we be interested in taking projects in those states also? Or we will restrict ourselves to UP only for JJM?
So we are evaluating
those opportunities.
Okay.
Priority is to consolidate our position in the whatever projects we got in the UP.
Got it, sir. Sure, sir. Great. Thank you so much for answering my questions and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharanidhar Vijay Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. What component of the water projects is made up of these pipes? You said it's majority of the project cost. Just wanted to find out the percentage.
See, percentage-wise, we'll share you separately. Otherwise, the pipes constitute the majority of the cost. Followed by the overhead tank and other works. Boring.
Okay. Not water pumps, etc.
See, normally bore we consider it including the water that submersible pump and other fixtures. And there is some element of solar power also is there. But the majority is the pipes.
Okay. Next is on the competition. So we had won the 7 HAM projects in the month of March when competition was very high. Could you help us understand, according to you, would these projects continue to have fair amount of margins that we usually do at around 13%, or the number of bidders were high and you feel it might impact the margins on these projects?
See, out of 7 HAM projects what we secured in the fourth quarter of FY22, 6 projects are located in UP, which are laying in our stronghold area. So we have our in-house mining as well as crushing and operations, and which will be able to provide the raw materials for these projects. So also we are also pursuing the what best we can do in the value engineering side. So we don't expect any impact on the margin. So the 13% EBITDA we should be able to maintain for all these 7 projects.
Okay. Now coming to this 274 crores money received for the Ghaziabad Aligarh deal, where is it in the cash flows? I'm not able to see it in the standalone cash flows.
We have received on 26th of May, no
sir? Yeah, yeah.
This payment we have received in 26th of May. Result we have received.
Yeah. So it will be reflected in the coming quarter.
It will be reflected in Q1 of FY23.
Right. So we had a lot of warrants, loans given to this project. So how would these reduce? How would this 274 crores be used?
A warrant has already been converted into unsecured loan in 2020, March 20, sir. It was reflecting in the unsecured loan in the books of the PNC and the associate company. The total unsecured loan was 287 crore, which include the amount of the warrant. It was issued in the month year 2016.
Okay, got it. And coming to this, you mentioned 2 projects of the new 7 HAM projects have some land acquisition delays or it's not up to 80%. So we don't have position for 80% of the land. Am I right? So which are these 2 projects?
Out of 7, 5 projects.
Out of 7, 5 projects who have that ATG award has happened more than 80%. 2 projects, one is Mathura Bareilly 1B and Gorakhpur Sonoli. These 2 projects, the award is less than 80%.
Right, so when you mean 3G, it is possession, right? Land possession.
Yeah, 3G means possession.
Yeah, so then these other 2 projects, when are we likely to get?
See, in compared to the remaining 5 projects, there will be a delay of 1 month to 2 months, that's all. So what we expect for all the 7 projects, 80% land would be made available before declaration of appointed dates.
Sure, sir. Fair enough. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Roshi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on both set of numbers. So my first question is on the revenue side for FY23. So as you said in the previous answers to the question.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Roshi. The audio is not clear from your line. Please use the handset mode.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you said that revenue from road projects, we can expect 6,000 crore in FY23. So in last call, we said that we can expect revenue from water projects at around 1,500 crore in FY23. But with now revision in cost for the water projects almost 40%. So what is the revenue which we can expect from the water projects and also revenue from the AP irrigation projects? So if we add all this together, our revenue guidance can be upwards of 20-25%. Can you please throw some light on this?
See, as a water project, we still maintain 1500 crores from the Jal Jeevan. The reality is that they have approved a project worth of 1560 crores, 702 DPRs they approved. So these projects, they approved during the period of September and December, which had to be completed within 18 months. So we expect a revenue of 1500 only. We are not affording. And irrigation, we are expecting a revenue of around 200 crores in the current financial year, FY23. So both put together will come around 1700 crores. Plus, in the road sector, as we mentioned, it would be between
around 6,000.
Maybe 5,500 to 6,000 crores, yeah, from the road sector. So overall, we are expecting around 7,200 kind of a thing, 300. So it will be around 15% of the growth.
But sir, just harping on it, like in the water segment, you said the DPR was cleared last year in September, October. But probably the DPRs will also come through this year, so your execution will again start. So then what is the revenue you're expecting in FY24 and 25, if at all you are, so what is the completion timeline for these water projects and the irrigation project? So what can be the revenue run rate in 24-25 if you want to extrapolate?
See, this, how fast they approve the DPR and based on the funds that are available with the state government, so they keep on approving the DPR. So as of now, we can't say, but definitely in FY24, the revenue guidance would be more than FY23. So it would be around 2,000 crores, what we expect. It is very rudimentary figure. Going forward, only we approve.
Right, sir. Right. So, but we can expect the project to complete in 25, right?
Which one?
These water projects in UP, JJM projects, these projects should get over in 25, the three project, old project and the one new project in January?
They give 18-month time after approval of DPR.
Okay.
So, whenever they will approve DPR plus 18 months.
So, hopefully it will be completed by FY25.
And the irrigation project of AP, which is going slow, and you said we have a guidance of 200 crore only this year. So I understand because of monsoon, the irrigation projects, canal project gets delayed. So what is the timeline for this to get complete?
So we have time up to 24. We executed agreement in 21. So we have got time up to 2024.
Okay, March FY24, you are saying. Okay.
Yes, FY24.
And sir, most of the older road projects like Delhi Vadodara packages and the HAM projects of Una and others like Meerut and all that should get over this year, right, sir?
See, Delhi Vadodara, Lucknow Ring Road, and Bihar two projects, and Chakeri Allahabad, all these projects we expect to complete during the FY23.
Okay, so which project will complete in 24 then?
HAM projects which are now going on now, which are in the fee, so they may slightly go into 24.
So Una now,
Una has got a 30 months time. Faizabad, Najibabad,
and sir, can you give me the toll collection number for your project, sir? Q4 and FY22 full year?
Yes. The MP Highway is fourth quarter is 14.3 and full year is 51.3.
Okay.
MT project Kalpo Hedda is 114.3 and full year is 442 crore.
Okay.
Then Kanpur Highway is 20.2 and full year is 100 crore. Narela is 10.46 and full year is 43.2. Bareilly 13 crore fourth quarter and full year is 50.4.
Okay.
And RBJ Raibari Jaunpur NP 32.16 and full year 128.64.
And sir, what would be the Ghaziabad Aligarh and Q4?
Q4 it was 56.8 and whole year 225.2.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side and all the best for the new financial year. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity once again. So my first question of clarification, bonus income. You said that are you expecting the bonus income from the package 5 of the Purvanchal Expressway? And secondly, on the Aligarh project, Madhavar project, how many days ahead of the, you know, we completed the project?
In case of Purvanchal Express Package 5, we completed 132 days ahead of it. So the
for Package 5,
the rate of bonus is 0.04% of the contract cost for each day. So we got 82 crores from the Purvanchal Express Package 5. And in case of Purvanchal Express Package 6, we completed 97 days ahead of schedule. at the rate of 0.04%. And we got a bonus of 37 crores from the Purvanchal Express Package 6 in the month of April, which will be reflected in the Q1 of FY23.
Understood, sir. And Aligarh Murshidabad, sir?
Aligarh Murshidabad, see, there is a bonus due of around 17 crores because there is a lot of approval and other processes involved. So that is still at the NHAN. So we expect to realize that bonus in FY23.
Understood, sir. Secondly, on this, we won a project from NHAI for collecting toll at three plazas. Yeah, are you willing to do more such project, or it was the one-off?
We'll evaluate based on the project opportunities. We'll see whether we did it. But this kind of project is only one project has come from NHA. So this is on a year-to-year basis.
Not presently, we are not bidding for 1 year. Mm-hmm. We are trying for OMT and DOT. So it is just only one package is there.
You can say it's a one-off kind of.
Yeah, one-off kind of.
Are we looking also for TOT, sir, by any chance, or they will not or will not take the toll risk?
No, just we are calculating, we are looting last two TOT, but not bid it.
Understood, sir. And are we looking at some package of the Ganga Expressway from the private companies?
No, not at all.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvesh Ghazi from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to get some more details on the JJM project in UP. Overall, how many DPRs have been prepared till date, and how many DPR preparation and approval do we expect in FY23?
In that JJM phase 2, we have a total DPR of around 1600. Out of 1600, 700 DPRs they approved for a cost of 1560 crores. So we expect another 300 DPRs to be approved in the current financial year. So that would roughly translate into around 500 crores for that work. So the remaining DPRs, though we have prepared, it is in the process of approval and then finally sanctioned by the SLSSE and signing of coverage. So it's a long-term process.
And for phase 1, everything has been approved, right?
Which one? For? Please come
JJM phase 1.
Phase 1 is the only one project that DPR got approved. Now we achieved more than 35% progress in that one. So we expect to complete that project in FY23.
Sure. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good financial year and quarter. My first question is on UP state budget. So any major projects in UP state?
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Kanpal. The audio is not clear from your line. Please use the handset mode.
Yeah. So I'll ask you that in this financial year, UP state budget, is there any major CAPEX announcement on the road or any other infrastructure project? Just throw some light on that.
Please. Parikshitji, no. Your voice is not clear.
Pardon us, please.
Can you come
again?
So UP ka jo state budget hai, usme kuch major announcement aaye hai kya infrastructure investments ke upar? Any new roads, any new expressways? The Ganga Expressway was the last one. Iske beyond kuch aur kaam hai kya UP state mein?
No. As of now, nothing. Ganga Expressway is the last one. For other projects, even they are approaching Government of India. So no further projects by UP government.
Okay. The second question is on the water project. Sir, after 6900 crores ke water ke apne jo JJM ke projects hain. So in this 6900 crores, how much is only 1500 approval worth of 1500 from the local government?
Yes. Out of 6900 crores, only 1560 worth of projects approved by the state level committee.
And you said all these 7,000 crores will be completed by FY25.
We expect.
Okay. Just like last few questions, sir, EBITDA margin ka reconciliation jo aapne presentation mein diya hai, 12.7%. So usme aapne, you have this bonus is a part of the results which you have disclosed. Bonus is the 82 crore of bonus part of revenue. And impairment is the part of is the part of other expenses, right?
Yes, right, yes.
Or ye jo peripheral loads ka kitna loss hoga sir, isme included how much is the loss from peripheral loads in EBITDA?
Around 5 crores in FY20.
Around 4 to 4.5 crores, sir.
In fourth quarter, right? Because of that margin was a little lower.
Right.
Okay, just lastly, sir, abhi HAM project mein jo monetization jo par aapne pehle bola tha, you spoken about. Now the interest rates are going up. But still, do you think the investors are still not giving a rethought that valuations are going up, so valuations they should give to you should be a little better, because your body language is still like valuations are not as per expectation and you still wait and watch. So what are the major variables in the model which is basically not making this deal happen? So what are the major concerns? So if you can just touch upon GST related issues, has that been sorted out by NHI? Then direct taxation related issues, has that been sorted out? So interest is obviously one part, so that is market dependent. But other two things, if you can throw some light, how the investors are looking at those factors on direct taxation and GST related issues.
Actually, we are discussing on the buyers, and the main concern is the valuation, what we are expecting. But we have to take the decision, and we will take the call in FY23.
If it's some public investor resource, that's why are we thinking, because now the portfolio has become quite sizable, including like 2,000 crores plus of equity, already we are nearing 1,000 crores of investment. So are we looking at giving a rethought that maybe public investment will be the right way of creating better valuation, better value at low cost of capital?
Yeah, instead of the private, we can go with the public invest also.
Okay. And any fundraising plan, sir, because there is a huge outlay for equity, so are we looking at any fundraising plans for the company at a standalone level?
Presently, we did not require for equity, and there is no planning of the fundraising in next 1 or 2 years at least.
Okay. So just to conclude, sir, I mean, despite, so earlier we used to get projects on a premium on HAM. We used to get margins of 13 to 13.5. Now, last year, most of the projects have gone under discount. Commodity prices are higher. But still, we are guiding that we are able to maintain 13 to 13.5% margins because we have very local expertise and local supply chain within UP, which can help us get some productivity and value engineering benefits, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Gavade from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I want some, can you shed some light on the 90.33 crore impairment of Ghaziabad Aligarh Expressway and also 129.72 crore for the same one? And will we be seeing any impairment going forward?
No impairment in future.
Okay. So, and sir, why this impairment in recently, sir, in Ghaziabad Aligarh Expressway, currently?
Pardon?
Sir, why the impairment, the recent impairment, sir, 90.33 and 128.72 crore, why this impairment recently?
See, actually, the valuation, what we are expecting from the sale, plus what are the compensation we are expecting from NHA, is more than what we actually received. See, many of the projects of NHA and a similar kind of DOT showed, NHA compensated higher amounts but on account of delay in handing over of the land and other further omissions on part of NHA. But in the case of Ghaziabad, though we are expecting more than 500 crores compensation from NHA, finally the Ghaziabad Aligarh project could able to receive only 150 crores. So there was some reduction in the compensation, so which resulted into impairment.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, what is the mobilization advance and the retention money as on March?
We'll share you separately.
Sir, which is...
Retention money was 198 crore. And mobilization advance 620 crore.
Sorry, retention money was 198 crore.
Right.
And mobilization was?
620.
620. And what was the HAM debtors out of the total 1,273 odd crore debtors?
That is a HAM debt.
HAM debtors, receivable, HAM receivable. So total apne debtors jo the 1,273 crore se, as on March. So usme se HAM ke debtors, because last quarter it was 942 odd crore, so...
It is 793 crore, sir.
793 crore. And sir, Ghaziabad Aligarh ka just a clarification needed, though you said no impairment required, but when you announcement has came, it said that we invested 442 crore and received 275 crore, so that is the loss of or impairment of 167 crore. But the impairment that we have taken is lesser than that. Why is it so?
In Q3, you already provided 39 crores impairment.
Yes, sir. 39 plus this 90 adds to 127 crore.
And remaining, it has gone in the PNC Infra holding, because the equity was infused by PNC Infratech directly as well as from PNC Infra holding. So 37 crore has gone in the PNC Infra holding. In case you see the console account, it is impact of 167 crore, including 39 crore in the third quarter of FY22.
Okay, got it. And the toll revenue project that we have, where we have booked 89 crore revenue and 4.5 crore loss in this quarter. So how do we? So this is in the standalone revenue. So every quarter. This quarter, how do we see the revenue, and are we looking for any EBITDA loss in this quarter?
We don't expect. What has happened from April onwards, the toll revenues improved sizably. So we don't expect any revenue loss during FY23 for the remaining 9 months.
Okay. So at the EBITDA level, if it comes as per your expectation, so what would be the EBITDA margin? So revenue, let's say whatever, so 89 was in fourth quarter. So in this quarter, Q1 FY23, if it comes as per your expectation, so what would be the EBITDA margin that we look at?
We have not specifically worked out. We'll come back to you separately on a one-to-one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Uttam Shrimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, you guided for capex of 100 to 125 crores in FY23. So what is the capex guidance for FY24, sir?
Should also end the range of 75 to 80 crores, but not more than that.
Okay. And sir, what is the current composition of our EPC and HAM projects currently in terms of percentage?
Around 65% is the EPC total and 35% is the water. And if you will see the breakup of the HAM versus EPC, major part is the HAM project.
So what would be in terms of percentage, sir, overall?
Should be around 80-20.
80 is HAM and 20 is EPC.
Yeah, including the new projects.
Okay. And sir, now coming to operating cash flow, last year our operating cash flow has reduced quite substantially. So, do we think that we will be able to improve substantially in FY23?
We don't think so much.
Because it has reduced to 88 crores. In FY21 it was to 73 crores.
Actually, we are comparing with the specific date, actually, sir. In case you will see the debtors, in case you will take the disbursement from the HAM project, so it can be should be much higher. We are not taking the debt disbursement from the on the HAM project.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best to you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So most of my questions are already answered, so just a couple of questions. So first was mine mostly clarifications only. So when I look at our consolidated financials for the quarter, so the contract revenue that you show in your segment numbers, it's around 1800 odd crore rupees, and when I compare it with our standalone number, the difference is quite stark. I mean, when I compare with, let's say, the earlier quarter, then the difference on an average used to be around 20-30 odd crore rupees between standalone and the contract revenues that you report in segment. But in this quarter, it's more than 100 odd crore rupees. So would you be able to explain, and why would this difference be there in this quarter? I mean, this large difference be there in this quarter? And same way, I mean, toll and annuity revenue that you report in your segment has gone up from 230 crores last quarter to 427 crores in this quarter.
It is only because of the elimination in the control account, because certain maintenance COS will be booked, we have taken the elimination in the control. That is the only reason between external and control.
And how about the toll annuity income from 230 to 427? Almost 200 crore rupees of change on a sequential basis.
We have received the annuity in the new HAM project, sir, because around 5 projects we have received the COD and PCOD in this year. So we have also received the annuity in the new HAM projects in this year.
Okay. Sure. And just one more question. So on this Ghaziabad Aligarh deal that we've done, I mean, I think everything is already settled. So the money that has come to you, I mean, 275, this is adjusted for any claims that have been received by the SPV, or the claims would be over and above this? I mean, the 150 odd crore rupees amount that you spoke about that we've been able to manage in terms of claims from NHI, has that money already come, and the valuation is adjusted to the 150 odd crore rupees, or 150 is over and above this enterprise value?
150 crores compensation what received by the SPV. So okay. That includes.
That is the entire settlement.
Oh, okay, sure. Thank you. That's it for mine. Thanks a lot, and all the very best for future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jiten Rushi for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks, Faridan. We thank you, participants for joining the earnings call. Thanks a lot. And over to you, sir, for any closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation in our earnings call. We have uploaded the presentation of our company's website. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.